History, poli sci? You got a double major? I couldn't decide which one, so I majored in both. I'm majoring in history. I aced U.S. history with Mrs. Johnson. I got an A-. You got a B+. I beat you in Illinois state history.
Illinois history.
What's the state motto?
State motto? State.
State sovereignty, national union. Flower.
What?
Violet. The state bird. I can't remember all that.
Talking about you beat me in Illinois history. Only thing you beat me in is the land of Lincoln, and you wouldn't know that if it wasn't printed on your license plate.
You got your math together?
Got me a tutor.
Tutor?
What do you need with a tutor?
You should have asked me.
Got to keep a high GPA for law school.
How much she charging you?
She doesn't charge.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean she doesn't charge?
I tutor her in history, and she tutors me in math.
You sly fox.
Not what you think. It's purely academic.
Yeah.
I get it.
You Northwestern studs call it tutoring.
No, I'm going to college now.
Quit lying.
I ain't lying.
You'll be at the mill until your butt is pushing up daisies.
I'm walking into personnel and telling them, sapsuckers, put my check in the mail, just like you did.
Pour piss on my head and tell me it's raining.
Seriously, Ed, I'm telling them what they can do with that humping job. Soon as I get my next 2 or 3 paychecks, I got sense enough to know the mill is a dead-end street.
Right, Joe, a dead-end street.
And I ain't working my butt off for the rest of my life just for the chance to choose my own plot in Silent City.
Joe, instead of going to the union, you should have thanked Shep for firing you and sent him a farewell bouquet telling him what he can do with his job.
Wait a minute now. I got the right to work at the mill, ain't I, Charlie?
Shep darn near wet his pants when I got my last promotion. Say, Ed, when I get Shep's job, you can come on back to the mill. Going back to the mill Monday sounds like a real picnic. We should have never have gone to the mill in the first place. We had no choice in the first place.
What kind?
Kind of choice, Charlie?
Hell of a choice, Charlie.
Nah, you had a Cadillac, Charlie?
Get out of here.
Charlie in a Cadillac.
You see, Charlie mill work was the only decent thing you Mississippi Negroes could get.
You better know it.
I'm headed to college, law school. Then I'm getting on at Farrell's, baddest law firm in Windy City. Why the hell can't I make it to Farrell's if I want to? What we have here, Joe, is a contradiction. You say you're heading downtown to Farrell's while celebrating your return to the mill. I don't get it.
Listen, Eddie, buddy, I'll be on Pill Hill before you or any other uppity Negro I know get there.
or swore they knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody on the hill. Remember how Mr. Willie used to drive us over to the hill and show us them fine homes? You want a piece of the hill, Joe? My pad is going to be right on the hill with the pill-pitching doctors and wheeling and dealing lawyers.
Now you're talking, Joe.
Hell yeah, I'm sending Shep my farewell bouquet.
Joe! Ed!
Yeah? What? Till I get my first two or three paychecks? Come on, Joe. I got 6 more paychecks left on that Mercury Cougar. And 4 left on my stereo. That Cougar ain't got 6 months life left in it. Better make your move tonight, Joe, if you're going to beat Al out. Al, Pam ain't going to let Al quit the mill. Don't bet on it. Not as long as he's keeping her in that red Camaro. Scott wants out, too? Scott, I know you're lying now. That's why he goes crazy whenever somebody talks about leaving the mill. Scott'll be at the mill long as his sorry behind looks down towards the ground. For 2.5 years, and he never did find the classroom.
Hey, man, I'm supposed to be playing big-time pro ball with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Every time that bird brain sees a touchdown on TV, he gets sick for the pros. He got kicked out on academic probation.
Second time they kicked him out, his old man told him to take his behind to the mill or pack his bags and hit the road, like Ed's mama told him to do. Thanks for the reminder, but I do recall attending my own graduation. You better recall whose table you're behind eating at, Mr. Mouth, and get your managed behind over to the mill. I know they'll find something for you to do. So off to the mill my black behind went, and they had the nerve to give me my old man's job. 2 weeks later, I knew I'd landed my parachute in the wrong camp. Except it took 4 years for you to get the nerve to walk away. And that's a hell of a lot faster than some folks I know.
Ed, get the game going. Forget the game, Joe. Pull up a chair, Charlie. You'll catch on in a couple of hands. Just watch me. Get in a couple of summer sessions and you'll be caught up with me. Ed, stop procrastinating. Sit down and get your hand.
I brought that application for college you asked me to bring.
We deal with the application after the game.
We deal with it now, Joe.
Anybody for another beer? Check these out if you doubt my plans for college. Encyclopedia Britannica. Best encyclopedia in the world. Bought 'em from Tony.
Tony? Last week.
Come on, Joe. I know Tony quitting the mill, too, if he keeps finding suckers to buy books they'll never read. I'll be a heavy mother hubbard by the time I'm done reading all that.
We'll go for Northwestern.
Northwestern? Michigan, man. Northwestern's football team sucks. We won't be playing football. Get your hand, Ed. Takes 4 to play whist. I ain't had a counting 101. Ta-da! And I don't think I'm going to need it tonight. Brace yourselves for our schooling at the card table.
Hi, Joe, Al, Charlie.
Look at you. You come through a hurricane on the way over?
Yeah, had a knockdown, drag-out fight with my old lady. She tells me she's got to have a 4-bedroom house and a brand-new Firebird. We got me and you and 2 kids. What we need with 4 bedrooms?
We got to have an extra bedroom for the visiting kinfolk.
I told her if she wants all that, I got to be more than a 2-bit inspector at the mill, and she's going to be doing something else besides standing behind a cosmetic counter.
In a downtown department store, pushing perfume bottles under people's noses and smearing war paint on their faces.
It's makeup, Al.
It's horse manure, and I'm tired of rubbing my nose in it. Look at this. Credit cards. I told her I was tearing up every one of those credit cards. I know you're lying now. Yes, I am.
You ain't charged me into the grave. Get your hands out of my purse before I break 'em off. I'm not owing my soul to these department stores any longer. Takes near about a year to pay off Christmas bills. We got big families to buy Christmas presents for. Let them eat turkey and sweet potato pie. I ask her, where did you think we were going when we got married, woman? We got married because I was 5 months pregnant and we were trying to make it to the altar before my daddy lynched your butt. Okay, I told her. Well, it's going to be a cold day in hell when her three gets here. Then she scared me. It might be on the way now. For all you know, we are both bright and intelligent people. 4 or 5 years from now, we could be through with college. I told her that. She looks at me. You might find yourself marching down that aisle solo. I told her that ain't no big deal, baby, because I'm marching down that aisle by myself or with somebody else if I have to.
That's when the pots and pans started coming after your ass?
She went for the frying pans.
I left for the party.
Cool yourself off with a beer.
Make it champagne. I sent Chef my farewell bouquet today.
What'd I tell you, Joe?
Quit lying, Al. I'm for real, Joe.
You ain't quitting the mill.
My cousin Phil just finished up his degree in business administration.
Already? Time be flying by like crazy. He hasn't been up here 2 weeks and has landed a job in management training with IBM. Well, would you look at that? Oh, his way to the executive suite. He was one of 4 less fortunate Mississippi kinfolk we were helping out. You can't be jealous, Al.
I'm not jealous. Not the least bit. My first cousin comes up here, freeloads off my parents, earns his tuition, finishes college, and brings his butt back up here on my turf
and lands a job at a place
where I thought I could only dream about working. I'm proud, but almost near half that Mississippi Negro's graduating class up here getting the white collar jobs, and we were born in this city.
My old lady threw that in my face when she threw the pots and pans
tonight.
You see, her daddy's life begins and ends at the mill, and he's got in his 30 years. Now he's telling her I ought to spend my life at the mill. Charlie,
you got 10 years to retirement. I got 26. My honeymoon with the mill is over.
What makes you think a college degree gonna make you better off than you are now? Didn't you hear what he said about Cousin Phil? A college degree like a stillborn baby if you don't do nothing with it.
I don't intend to use it for toilet paper.
Do what I'm doing. What the hell you doing?
Go back to the mill until you get 5 or 6 paychecks under your belt. That's like a stupid horse going back into a burning barn, and everybody but the horse knows his butt is in for a scorching. I ain't cutting my nose off to spite my face. Tell them, Charlie.
You'll be there at the mill when I get there Monday morning. Here you go, Al. Check out my application for college if you don't think I'm serious about quitting.
You're too chicken.
What? I ain't taking this crap from a college boy. Get the game going.
Going back is a game of chicken, Joe.
It's security, bird brain. You should have learned that in one of those books you've been pushing around the library. Pull up a chair, Charlie. You to be my partner. See, the reason I'm going back Monday is 'cause Charlie needs somebody to keep him company.
Twenty years, Charlie, you're near about old as Methuselah.
Come on over, Al.
Nah, I don't have much time, Joe.
Time is all you got till your old lady cools off to let you back into the house. Get your hand. Ed?
I'm not playing, Joe.
Don't rain on my parade, Ed.
Call Shep and tell him you're not coming in Monday morning because you're quitting. Shep isn't on the evening shift.
We'll see about that.
I'll tell him Monday morning. Monday morning, tell him now. Shep? Yeah, Ed Williams. No. I'm not coming back. I got somebody here who wants to talk to you about coming in Monday. Joe? Shep is here. He's waiting for your answer.
He's coming. Here he is, Shep.
Shep? Shep?
The next time you pull that number, you better have your BA and your law degree to back it up.
You have to let go, Joe.
Not until I know where I'm landing. I got to have something to latch on to. Joe can't just up and walk off the job.
What will you have to latch on to the next time they kick you out?
I'm paying the union to protect me from punks like Shep. Pull up a chair, Al.
Joe, what do you see beyond the mill?
What? Yeah, Joe.
When you let go, what do you see?
What if I
slip and fall? You won't? Tell him, Charlie. He'll land on his feet. Yeah, Charlie. Didn't you land on your feet when you left the cotton patch?
Charlie!
Get the game going.
Charlie!
I got it.
Welcome to my return to the mill party. Till Shep kicks you out again. What is it, good people? Tony? Joe? Dress like you here to con somebody into buying a Bible. Practice makes perfect. Joe, over to the window. Got him a brand new hog.
What?
No. Let me go get a look at Scott's new ride. Evening, Mr. Charlie.
In need of a Bible? You got the money? I'll put a price tag on it.
Ed.
Save it, Tony.
You need a complete set of world great books of Encyclopedia Britannica to go along with the
degree. They free as long as I'm working in the library.
You got a quick lesson on how to make a killing in real estate?
Pam looking for a house?
Might as well learn the real estate business while I'm shopping for a house.
Burgundy with white interior. Matches his outfit. Whose ragged VW is that out there?
Ain't my ride.
Somebody call a tow truck to haul that trash to the junkyard. Whoever he is can't be looking for any broads in a contraption like that. You say that trash heap would scare the women off? I'll bet the owner isn't sleeping in his VW.
Ah, excuse me, Eddie, brother. Didn't know that was your ride.
I'm sure you'll get over it, Scott.
I'm so sorry.
Tell me something I didn't know.
He's not quitting the mill. The hell if I ain't quitting.
What's that?
He's coming to his senses. Say, Scott, Tony, something wrong with the mill? I'll get you guys a beer. The mill is fine with me. Lay off the mill, chump. Even if some bird brains can't see a dead-end street staring them in the face. Kind of beer you guys want? Stuff it, Ed. Suck an egg, Scotty. Bud for you, Scott?
Scott, my name's Scott, Eddie boy. Kind you want, Tony. Take what you got. Mill my bread and butter.
Charlie?
Man, can't live by bread alone. Mill was your bread and butter, too. Speak for yourself, Charlie.
Your bread and butter before you started pushing books round the library for peanuts and ice cream wages.
Chill out, Scott.
It's your life, Scott. Eat crap, dog face. After you, moose breath. Listen, cat litter breath. I don't have to, roach turret. Damn if you don't, camel breath. I'm not going to camel fart, camel snot, camel butt, camel toe jam, camel dong. I don't like the idea of this snob talking about the mill like he's some big shot. The mill is a great place to work, Scott.
You see, Charlie? I know what the punk is doing. The mill comes highly recommended. I have a great urge to leave my footprints on somebody's rear end for bad mouthing the mill. Face it, Scott, it's your old man's butt you want to kick. Listen, Punk, just because your old man kicked the bucket at the mill doesn't mean everybody else is going to drop dead on the job.
Chill out, Scott.
Scott!
Don't apologize, Charlie. I need a light, Joe. You bring it. Remember how Mr. Willie dressed up for the mill? Yeah, I brought it.
Kind you got?
Mexican red. Great stuff. Don't forget his Stacy Adams. Boy, Mr. Willie be coming in to work sharp as tack. Straight into the car with his head up, chest out, shoulders back, heading downtown to be in the business folks' rush hour.
He be putting the dudes to shame on Michigan Avenue. Boy, bring me my attaché case. How come he didn't wear wingtips? Made his feet look too big. I still see his face all twisted in pain the day that stroke cut him down like he was a piece of firewood. Ripe old age of 45. Every day I walked into that place, I saw his face. That was Mr. Willie's ghost chasing you, Eddie. Told you want to see you downtown.
Yo, hold on. But when I saw him leaving, decked out in his three-piece suit, navy blue suit, straightening up his shoulders and sticking out his chest, I stuck out my chest and straightened up my shoulders, too. Joe, got to get that light. Hold your horses. So how come you didn't quit, Charlie? Charlie knows where that Cadillac and them gold-plated teeth came from. Nothing like driving back down home to Mississippi in a spanking brand-new Cadillac. Let me in the bedroom, Joe.
Come on in for a quick smoke, guys. Tony, catch you in a minute.
You can smoke mine tonight, Joe.
What's the deal, Ed? Don't want to teach Sunday school on a high. I keep forgetting you lawyers into... Gentlemen, I'd like a few moments of your time to speak to you about the gift of knowledge.
The gift of knowledge.
The gift of knowledge is our key to success, the gateway to a world of opportunities. Knowledge endows us with the self-confidence we need to get ahead and stay ahead in the game of life. For the more you know, the greater your chances for climbing the ladder of success. Knowledge deepens our understanding of the past, helps us to comprehend the complex world in which we live, and prepares us for an uncertain future. Knowledge enriches our impoverished lives in the fine arts and humanities and strengthens our awareness. Knowledge opens our eyes to the wonders of nature and the beauty of our blessed planet. Knowledge can save us many needless trips to the library. Wait a minute, Tony. Get to the point. Encyclopedia Britannica, recommended by the greatest educators. How much, Tony? For just a few dollars a month. How few? You can own this famous edition. Tony!
How few?
For just $35 a month. Tony, get that crap out of here.
Go smoke a joint. Say, listen, Tony, Scott wants to buy a set of encyclopedia.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I knew that would get him in here. We ain't got but a few hits left. I also have the great books, everything you wanted to know about great philosophers but was afraid to ask.
Phil made it, so I know I can make it. I'm doing it because I have to.
Your mother tried to stop you from leaving Mississippi?
I'm not making sense to you, man. You've been at the mill too long.
You saying I ought to quit?
Yeah, you did.
I thought that question was settled when you walked in baptizing the place with cut-up credit cards.
Charlie?
Charlie can't make up your mind for you.
But out, Ed. You don't have a wife and two kids to look after.
Charlie?
You got 20 years at the mill, man.
I
I'm asking your advice, Charlie.
Looks like you guys will be seeing each other Monday morning.
Butt out, Charlie.
I can see Charlie heading back down to Mississippi in his brand new El Dorado, drinking Kool-Aid and eating homemade ice cream on the back porch with the home folk and bragging about his steel mill riches. My man Charlie, driving down home in a brand new hog. Thank God for GM. Charlie, tell Tony and Scott about that Cadillac.
Yeah, we do, Charlie.
How many speeding tickets you get?
Speeding tickets? No, man. He can outrun the cops in a Cadillac. Me and Scott missed the Cadillac story? You owe us one, Charlie. Come on, Charlie.
Charlie's monologue.
Cornbread and buttermilk. Cornbread and collard greens. Corn dogs. I eat corn dogs. Corn muffins for me, man. I can get down on some hush puppies and collard greens. I like corn waffles myself. My old lady makes me muffins. You got to try corn dogs, man. She makes muffins with whole kernel corn. Grandma B made me cornbread and molasses. Long time, Charlie. Years be flying by like months these days. Look at how fast them 4 years at the mill have gone. You ain't lying. Four years of college will fly by before you know what's happening. Tell you what, don't you guys look for me at the mill Monday morning. I'm right behind you, Joe.
End of Act One.
Come on in for a quick smoke, guys. Tony, catch you in a minute.
You can smoke mine tonight, Joe.
What's the deal, Ed? Don't want to teach Sunday school on a high? I keep forgetting you lawyers into...
Gentlemen, I'd like a few moments of your time to speak to you about the gift of knowledge.
The gift of knowledge.
The gift of knowledge is our key to success, the gateway to a world of opportunities. Knowledge endows us with the self-confidence we need to get ahead and stay ahead in the game of life. For the more you know, the greater your chances for climbing the ladder of success. Knowledge deepens our understanding of the past, helps us to comprehend the complex world in which we live, and prepares us for an uncertain future. Knowledge enriches our impoverished lives in the fine arts and humanities and strengthens our awareness. Knowledge opens our eyes to the wonders of nature and the beauty of our blessed planet. Knowledge can save us many needless trips to the library. Wait a minute, Tony. Get to the point. Encyclopedia Britannica, recommended by the greatest educators. How much, Tony? For just a few dollars a month. How few? You can own this famous edition. Tony!
How few?
For just $35 a month. Tony, get that crap out of here.